Well, welcome to another edition of Green Fleet Radio. This is Carl Lissick, and today our guest is Dr. Joseph Trendowski. He's the Assistant Professor of Management at Valparaiso University. Joe, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Carl.
So, Joe, I know I was honored to provide the keynote address at the inaugural Valpo Innovates earlier this year. Can you tell our listeners what Valpo Innovates is?
Valpo Innovates was an entrepreneurship competition. It was sponsored by the Colleges of Business and Engineering. And what we wanted to do on campus was provide students an opportunity to really get at a problem, to try to solve a problem. And one of the problems that was discussed was pollution in Northwest Indiana. So we were honored to have you as our keynote speaker. We also had some other local professionals come and talk to the students about social entrepreneurship and making a difference. And it was a great opportunity to bring people across campus, not just business and engineering, but also arts and sciences, nursing and health professionals together to work on a common problem.
Mm-hmm. And so how was Valpo Innovates incorporated on campus?
So to get people involved, we had our student organization, Epsilon Nu Tau, which is a professional entrepreneurship organization, help promote this among students. And myself and other faculty would try to get students in our own respective colleges to be part of this event. And one of the ways to also bring students in was to offer a cash prize for the winning team, second place and third place. So it was sort of a multifaceted approach. We thought that, hey, here's a way the university can really get involved, and here's a way to connect our students to local professionals and people that really have a passion about making a difference.
Mm-hmm. And what was the criteria for this judging of this competition?
So through discussions with the various faculty in different departments, we didn't want to give any college an advantage. We wanted it to be cross-disciplinary. So one of the things we said is first, you know, is this going to be a feasible idea? Is it something that they can actually implement? An example I gave you previously is, you know, some of our students might say, hey, let's clean up Make Michigan. But how are you going to do that? What are you going to do? How much is it going to cost? What are some of the barriers? So the first one is feasibility. Second, which I just mentioned, was barriers. Mm-hmm. How are you going to overcome them? And then also, you know, being a pitch competition, how well, how creative, how innovative can you attack this specific problem of pollution in Northwest Indiana?
Our guest today is Dr. Joseph Trendowski, the Assistant Professor of Management at Valparaiso University. And so, Joe, as you talk about this, what was the winning idea for this competition?
So it was, interestingly, it was a group of students that was from three different colleges within the university. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the multidisciplinary approach really did win through in this. And it was a group of two engineers, two arts and sciences in College of Business, from arts and sciences, Claire Ayer, Michelle Poindexter, from engineering, Casey Main, and Rachel Silver. Bill Cox, and from College of Business, Colleen Curry. And they were able to really take all those different criteria and put them together. They came up with a system of transporting people throughout the Valparaiso community using sustainable methods, you know, sort of like a rideshare program that was completely non-dependent on motorized transportation. So they came up with this apparatus, again, because they have an engineering background,
sure,
of how to be able to transport people from point A to point B, and also talking about the ability to implement this in day-to-day activity and how to get students on board. It also had a PR campaign involved with it. So the judges, because myself, I was one of the organizers. I wasn't one of the judges, but the judges truly thought that this group did a phenomenal job of attacking a problem and discussing how they would specifically implement their solution and what they could do to bring the external community on board. So they did a tremendous job, as did the other groups that participated.
They really did, Joe. I was so impressed with all of the students, just their thought-provokedness, you know, just some of the questions that they had when you were going through, you know, some of the ideas, and you kept it very wide open. And like I said, I just think I was very impressed with all the students and their entrepreneurship and you know, some of the things that they came up with. So, you know, congratulations. I think it's a great concept. And so are you planning other future competitions?
Well, we'd like to hold this event annually. And one of the things we've done on campus is we've opened an innovation hub. The building was donated by the McMillan family that started Tax Force Tips. And then one of our alums, Deb Shetter, her estate left some money. So over the course of the near future, we're going to be trying to do some more entrepreneurial things with the local community. So if anybody's interested in connecting to the Innovation Hub, the email is ihub@valpo.edu.
Okay.
They could also get a hold of me, which is my name, joseph.trendowski@valpo.edu. And it's an opportunity to, you know, engage some young minds, some excited really worldly individuals that want to make a difference. So if you have any opportunities for students, you know, we certainly would welcome those.
You know, I know brain drain is a hot button topic here in the state and the region. So how do you think events like this might help with that issue in the future?
I think connecting students with professionals will build that relationship over time so mm-hmm. that each of those will have a different perspective and ultimately come up with a better solution.
Sure. And so how can people learn more about your efforts, Joe?
I mean, just, you know, go to the Valparaiso website. You can see what's going on, you know, on our campus. You can reach out to me or the iHub specifically. There's also that professional entrepreneurship organization, Epsilon Nu Tau, that I'm involved with. So it's just, you know, talking to people, reaching out to them and just saying, hey, this is our idea. This is how we'd like to work with you. And I'm certainly there to help make it happen.
And you are, Joe. And I applaud you for your efforts, your excitement when you with your students. And it's just, you know, it's just so refreshing to see all the great things that are going right here at Valparaiso University. And so any closing thoughts for our listeners as we come to the end of our program?
I guess the key thing is if you have any ideas that you feel could help the university, help the area, and you'd like to engage our students, please reach out to me, joseph.trendowski@valpo.edu, or reach out to the iHub specifically, which is iHub@valpo.edu. So sorry about that. It's not my email, so I had to think about it. Sure. But I appreciate the opportunity to tell you a little bit about our event, a little bit about campus. But I look forward to seeing what, you know, collaborative efforts we can come forward with in the future.
And we're excited about that, too. And that will do it for today's edition of Green Fleet Radio. Thank you again to Dr. Joseph Trendowski, Assistant Professor of Management at Valparaiso University. Green Fleet Radio airs 3 times every Wednesday on Lakeshore Public Radio. I'm your host, Carl Lissick. Thanks for joining us. And remember, it's never too late to begin your environmental legacy.